AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Monday Newsmaker is brought to you by the Emporia Gazette. Subscribe today at EmporiaGazette.com or pick up your copy at a local stand.
Looking for the latest news that keeps you connected to the Emporia area? The Emporia Gazette is your go-to source for local stories, breaking news, and more importantly, how it affects you. From city events to in-depth reporting, we've got it all covered in print, online, and on social media. Stay informed, stay engaged, and be part of what's happening in the Emporia area. Subscribe today at EmporiaGazette.com or pick up a copy at a local newsstand. The Emporia Gazette, your news, your community, your voice. The Emporia Gazette, trusted news since 1895.
KVLE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Monday morning, 21st of October, 722. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Josh and Marianne Graves, and to talk about the new food schedule at Abundant Harvest and fall and winter needs at Abundant Harvest, Emporia Rescue Mission, and Shiloh Home of Hope. Marianne, good morning. How are you?
Hey, we're good. How are you?
All right, Josh, how are you doing today?
Oh, doing excellent.
Good.
Good deal. Marianne, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Awesome. Well, thanks for joining us here today. We saw the post come down here just over a week ago that the food giveaway schedule was being adjusted. And Josh, before we start talking about what the adjustments are, maybe we can talk a little bit about why the adjustments are being made.
Sure. So we've just seen a need to kind of move it to a time that would be different than so early. I guess we just, with it being dark outside and super cold coming up, we just wanted to make it to where it was safe for people and just hit a different group of people. We've been serving the early group for so long. We just felt like, let's move it and let's give it another opportunity to a different group of people. So that's really what our primary focus was, is just seeing if we could help more people at a different time.
You, though, have been serving a lot of people, though, haven't you, Josh?
What's that?
You have been serving a lot of people, though. Your numbers have been pretty good, haven't they?
Yes, yes. Yeah. We've been serving a lot of people. And actually moving it to the 8:30 and the 5:30, we are hitting a different group of people. But we are getting a lot more people at 8:30 than we were earlier in the morning. So yeah. We are serving a lot more people at that time.
Well, let's talk about the time, the food giveaway times. And, of course, this is all if you have the food to give away, basically. But what are the times we're looking at now?
So we're at 8:30 a.m. Monday through Friday and 5:30 p.m. Monday through Thursday, if food's available. So we don't know if food's going to be available. It's just this is the times if we have it available. We really are trying to stress that. We've had a lot of people coming up at 8:30 or 5:30 p.m. and there not be food. We don't know what we're getting, how much we're getting, or when we're going to get it. It's all donations. So we're just using these times as just a good general rule that, hey, if we have food, this is when it's going to be. So that way people can mark their calendars. Best thing to do is to drive by, or you can call up there and see if we're giving food away. Like I said, we don't know how much we're getting, when we're getting it, or even what we're getting. So.
Yeah, and Josh, I did see a couple of people who posted on Facebook, and they were a little critical, saying if you don't have any food, don't post a schedule. But I guess the question comes up with that in mind: why go ahead and post a schedule when at least the supply is tentative?
So the reason we wanted to post that schedule is just so they know these are going to be the times specifically that if the food's available. I know that's pretty repetitive, but kind of like, if somebody's got a work schedule from 8 to 5, you don't necessarily work all day, do you? No, sometimes you're playing on your computer, you're playing on your phone. I mean, we just have to have a schedule specifically. I've got a one-year-old at home. We've got a lot of volunteers we're trying to schedule into this. They've just made it easier for us specifically, and we feel like, let's say clients. So our clients are people that are needing food to know that if it's available, these times are when it will be.
So, in general, Josh, how soon do you know when some of these donations will be coming in? You just the times vary then?
Times vary. We could find out 5 minutes before 8:30. We've got to go pick food up. Okay. It could be 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I mean, we just have no idea. that's why we're just doing a specific schedule on these two times.
Again, Josh and Marianne Graves joining us here today on KVUE and KVUE.com. Typically, this would be Lee Alderman taking this particular interview, but it sounds Josh and Marianne, and I guess, Marianne, I'll start with you. You guys are starting to get more into the operations side of things here. Would that be a fair assessment?
Yes, that is correct. We are starting to take care of more of the day-to-day operations, the hands-on things, and Lee and Carol Alderman are kind of, in a sense, becoming more of the overseers of, you know, big picture things.
Well, we mentioned about the food giveaways Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m., and then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 5:30. Josh, what about the hot meal pickups? What are we looking at there?
So hot meal pickups will be Monday and Wednesdays at 4 p.m.
Okay.
Easy enough. Josh, what is your role going to be now with the missions that have been mentioned here? You know, Abundant Harvest, Rescue Mission, Shiloh Home of Hope all have different niches that you're filling, but what's your role going to be with these groups?
So I'm actually going to be in the process of taking over as director at Abundant Harvest and the Men's Rescue Mission. Kind of like Marianne said, we're just going to take care of the day-to-day stuff. And, like, Lee is definitely going to be involved every single day, but more overseeing and making sure all the big stuff is taken care of, you know. He's my father-in-law, so I can say this. He's getting old, and it is a lot to take care of these ministries. So there's a lot that goes into this. So it's just trying to take a load off for him so he can focus and just continue to grow it the way God wants to. And just bringing some new faces in there is kind of what we're doing.
Marianne, I'm assuming then you're helping Carol take over Shiloh Home then?
Yes, correct. Ours is a little more of a long-term plan, so currently I am the director of the Pregnancy Center, which is one half of what we do here at Shiloh. Carol, my mom, she still oversees the residential facility.
Marianne, what are some of the different things that you need now? You know, now that the kind of the meal schedule is tentatively set with the donations coming in as they do, what are some of the needs that you see right now for Shiloh Home the rest of the fall through the winter months?
Yeah. So here at Shiloh, especially in the pregnancy center, everything we give out is through donations. So one of the big needs is winter coats for children, and we accept sizes newborn all the way through 5T. And so also things like hats, gloves, anything kids need in the winter clothing, those are some big needs. Another big donation need we need in the pregnancy center is baby formula. Those are some of the things. We also take monetary donations as well. And if you're interested in donating monetarily to Shiloh, you can do that at shilohemporia.com.
All right. And Josh, what about the Emporia Rescue Mission? How are things looking there?
Hey, things are looking good, but we are in need of winter clothes as well. You know, coats, hats, gloves, and for men. And definitely coats would be a big need that we're needing.
Last question I have for both of you is really how the traffic has been at specifically Rescue Mission and Shiloh Home. And Josh, I'll start with you on that here this summer, because, you know, we just had a chance to wrap up our drive for food benefiting the Salvation Army, and it seems like there's been a high demand, and there's also kind of a bit of an adjustment in there. There's a lot of new faces coming in for the Salvation Army food pantry. What are you seeing at the Rescue Mission right now when it comes to the need for space?
So we are seeing more new faces and more people. So it is something that's lining right up with them. And especially at Abundant Harvest, we are seeing a lot of new people and a lot of new faces. You know, the last year or so, we've had a lot of regulars coming through there. But now we're starting to see new faces. And so that is a little concerning, just to see where is the economy going and are we serving everybody that we can. So it's definitely a concern that we're seeing.
How about you, Marianne? What are you seeing over at Shiloh?
Yeah, we actually have also seen an increase as well. I would say towards the beginning of 2024, end of 2023, we were serving around 20 families a week, specifically in the pregnancy center that's open to the public, and now we're serving closer to 30 to 40 families a week. So we definitely see an increase in need as well.
Okay, so again, Abundant Harvest, 1028 Whittier. There are miscellaneous food giveaways Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. and the afternoon, 5:30 p.m. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And the hot meal pickup, 4 p.m. Mondays and Wednesdays. Well, Josh and Mary Ann, well, thanks for all you do, and we appreciate your time this morning.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Josh, thanks much. Appreciate your time.
Hey, thank you.
Josh and Mary Ann Gray is joining us this morning talking about the new food schedule at Abundant Harvest and some fall and winter needs at Abundant Harvest, Emporia Rescue Mission, and Shiloh Home of Hope.
All right, if you want to be part of the Newsmaker spots, we are full now until Halloween, and then we have other dates that are scattered, claimed already through the middle of November. So keep it in mind, that 720 slot goes quickly, and we're full for a week and a half now. So if you have an event or an activity in November, let us know if you want on that slot, 620-342-1400, or email kvue@kvue.com. Steve Harmon, Joe Christman join us tomorrow morning as we talk about Freedom Fest and specifically the Spur Challenge for November 9th's activities.
Yeah, so we are booked on our prime time through
October 30th. Yeah, we only have the one date on Halloween. That's all we have left
here. Well, that's taken. We're going to Boo at the Zoo on that one.
So. Okay, well, I will go ahead and add that to the schedule. So
yeah,
look,
we need to get that firmed up, but that's what we're locking it in for.
So. Okay, so November 4th would be our next available date.
Yep, indeed, so... Get on board. Don't
jump
delay.
On it.
Yeah. Our primetime newsmaker brought to you this morning by the Emporia Gazette. The Emporia Gazette, trusted news since 1895. The Emporia Gazette. KVOE Live and Local 733, 51 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
It's definitely a busy season. Carpool, sports, and the holidays are